Indeedly do, neighbor. Now, this episode, again, now that everything's recording, it is indeed titled Phoenix Kaleeder is not your mental maid for your demonic erection. All right? Because while I was on 30-day ban, Rashani, I don't know why. It's March. It's 2019.
Yes.
I don't know why he's still thinking about us. It's kind of weird. It is. Like, I could have swore it was, like, in the can last year. But apparently, he's, like sporadically, right? There's no real rhythm to it. But, like, apparently, he's just, like, constantly throwing out comments. But talking about you, but not saying your name.
Yep.
And then he went ahead and said your name in a thread.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess tried to have one of the good old-fashioned drag parties.
I think so. I think that was the goal.
And this is something that these cats do, and where I think things are interesting because, you know, receipt culture and all that, love. And they always say it's because they're Bernie bros. It's about Bernie Sanders because they're Lord and Savior Bernie Sanders. They always say it's about that. There's Liz Loco. Keeping it mad real. Seen Liz Loco around, keeping it gangster down at the basketball courts.
What?
Yeah. Slam dunking on fools. And I'm talking about folks in the Facebook Live. And so he made that post, but the thing is, no, it wasn't about no DACA and Bernie Sanders. All right? And those disagreements will always be there. But it was really, I personally started distancing myself from Rashani of the Single Simulcast program when I heard a segment of an episode, which, and he doesn't really do segments, he kind of just goes, like, it's kind of like one long thing.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's still his style, I haven't heard the program in a while, but at that time, when I was playing the program, he just kind of went and just flew with it.
Yeah.
And I actually listened to the program, you know, and we didn't live here yet. We were in that little apartment from when I first moved to Illinois. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could set the smartphone down on, like, the kitchen counter, and that shit will reverberate through the apartment. So you just sit there and listen to a podcast and chill out, bug out. And I like listening to Rashani's Single Simulcast program. But then we're chilling out listening to it, and he has a couple of guests on, and we hear this. And it was ill.
You let the white people on. We just grossed up your podcast. Yeah.
So he said that right after he made like a scatological joke. Yes. Okay.
Nothing.
You know the last time I threw up?
Oh my god, no.
Don't worry about it. We don't need to go there.
It's a claim to fame on Diesel's part.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last time she threw up, and it's a claim to fame on her part. All right.
I'm actually interested now, and I'm scared to know why I'm interested in this. But
never mention something and try to toss it away when Rashani's around, because he'll dig it out of you.
So the thing is,
like a booger that I'll later on eat, but won't tell anybody because I have the chip.
I haven't thrown up from drinking in like 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's almost six now, right?
Yeah, which is how long we've known each other.
Which is how long we've known.
All right, and keep in mind, they said this is, it's how long we've known each other. Keep that in your head.
Known each other. Because the first time I had sex with Joss, we both got so drunk beforehand that we were each throwing up in separate toilets, and then blackout and dick in my mouth.
And everybody just laughs. Like, apparently that's funny.
That's
for someone to be blacked out and then wake up with someone's genitals in their mouth. And apparently that's funny that someone does that to someone that's blacked out. And Rashani just let that shit ride on his program. Yeah. He just let that shit ride, kept laughing on and chilling and rolling with it. And I was like, yo, I need to distance myself from this cat a little bit, right? So I stopped the episode. And we tried to play the rest of it, but after hearing that, I just couldn't fucking listen anymore.
Yeah.
And so I just, I went on the Facebooks, and this was October 17th, 2017. and you can go check the William J. Jackson account. I went and made this post. Yeah, Ruth Ann, you heard that, right? That's Rashani. That's Rashani or Derek Jones on the Facebook of the single simulcast program, yeah, trying to get a Phoenix leader laughing at rape stories on his program. And so on October 17th, 2017, I made this post on the William J. Jackson. I put trigger warning. We know some folks cross over and check out our program and Single Simulcast. The latest episode of Single Simulcast very casually goes into a personal testimony of a assumed, I'm putting that in now,
right,
assumed cis woman blacking out from drinking and an assumed cis man doing what Phoenix and I flat out say is committing rape. Then the assumed cis man, right there on the microphone, laughs about it while pointing out how he remembered it very clearly. And then I clicked post. Yeah. All right, let's let the rest of the audio run through here. Mm-hmm. All right, but remember, Rashani will tell you, and
it's about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, and all them other little wannabe Elon niggas, yes, they'll all say that shit.
Whose dick is this?
Which I totally, totally remember.
Yeah, 100%
remember this.
And since,
yeah, 100% remembers that. And that was just a funny, good old time on Single Simulcast. So I made that post, let it be out there, and then I started to distance myself. You know, trying to get away from his fucking phone calls. Jesus Christ, that shit was so annoying. And getting away from that shit. And apparently, After he kept bugging Phoenix, but there was some other shit, right? Like, how did it all end?
So
I thought it ended.
Yeah, it didn't end. That's the thing. Right. So, you know, because we were friends and we would have very, very long phone conversations about his mental health. And basically it was getting to a point where it was like too stressful for me because it was starting to be like 2-hour phone calls, 3-hour phone calls of like crying and panic attacks and suicidal ideation, and like I really couldn't do it, and it was like very frustrating and very difficult for me. And so, you know, I was trying to be helpful, you know, and be like, all right, obviously you're having a hard time, here's where you can find a therapist, here's different types of therapy, there's like, you know, EMDR, there's like the cognitive behavioral therapy, here's where you can find a psychiatrist, these are medications you should ask about, you know, these are, because, you know, I have a long history of mental illness myself, I was like, these are medications I've tried, this is, you know, here's places to find reviews about shit, you know. And it's like, because I can't do this, like, I cannot give you the help that you need. And so the phone calls kept coming and kept coming and kept coming, and it was like very frustrating. And then you made like a comment on a podcast about Rashani, something about like, did he go to therapy yet? Because he was like just refusing to go and seek professional help, despite me being like, I can't help you. You need to like call someone. Because then he finally found a doctor and then refused to make an appointment. So you made like a snide comment on the show about him not going to therapy. And then he turned around and tried to make that into like, Phoenix and William were making fun of my mental health. They think my mental health is a joke. And it's like, I did not fucking spend years of my life taking these like hours long fucking phone calls for this. And that was like, nah, fine, whatever. If you want to say it, fine. And then it got to a point where it's like, all right, so you're saying I'm making fun of your mental health. Fine, we're done. Okay, right. And I thought we were done, but then came all the fucking vague booking about me. And then this post a couple weeks ago, and it's all of a sudden it was about Bernie Bros, because we're Bernie Bros. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
And and this shit is so fucking bugged out, right? Like, all those goddamn posts. And I'm realizing, like, yo, nigga, how often are you thinking about us? Because this nigga's like 40. And you're like 40, and like, you have multiple units of offspring, yeah, a spouse. The nigga coaches like 30 basketball teams. He's got his own fucking league. What are you doing? Like, get me off your brain. That shit is creepy.
That's so weird.
It's weird. Right? And then, like, one of the things he said in that thread, he was like, man, I mean, I remember I was invited to y'all's wedding. Nigga, see, and that's where I know a disingenuous, snake-ass motherfucker. Because, that the way that framing is, that I was invited, like, nigga, like we walked up and handed you an invitation to the ceremonial event that we've been planning for 5 years, and we know the exact date, and we chose an indoor so that neither rain, sleet, or snow will ruin it.
Right.
Like, no, nigga. That was just some shit we talked about on Facebook, like an idea we had, and niggas could come through if possible. You know, like, yeah. Nigga, don't act like niggas walked up and fucking knelt down and I invite you to the wedding of the wine cellar.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here. All right, some heads are jumping in. I see Ruth Ann Loco said, so manipulative.
Yeah,
indeed
pretty
much. We do, neighbor. All right, I kind of want to take a look at the thread a little bit. Did you already have it queued up?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Escalator has the thread queued up like a boss.
Like a boss. Is that what they still say these days?
Yo, I love the BBC Woman's Hour show. British Broadcast is what the BBC stands for. And the host, Jane Garvey, is interviewing. Jane Garvey is a cis white woman out the UK.
Yeah.
And is interviewing a cis black woman out of America. And her book is called Like a Boss, but it's spelled with a southern accentuation, B-A-U-S. So Jane is like, you book it like a... it's fucking outstanding.
Oh, that's fun. All right, so
hey, Mohana the dancer. And I realized that on the video it looks really bad, me waving at people. It looks like I'm Sieg Heiling while I'm trying to wave. That does not look cool.
All right, so, and then also note, you made a comment.
I did,
in the whole podcast, like one comment throughout the whole podcast about him.
And I wish I knew what it was. We have over 800 episodes. I'm not going to fish it up.
Yeah, all I really remember is something about, like, you being irritated he wouldn't go to therapy. Like, that's really all I remember. So the thread, he makes this thread a couple weeks ago. It says, I had two former friends do a series of podcasts mocking me and my mental health. Like, all right, first of all, a series of podcasts is not a sentence about he needs to go to therapy. That's not a series of podcasts. And it also implies that, like, that was the topic of the entire podcast.
Oh, yeah. Like, because apparently I can go ad nauseam about that. I can about this because apparently, Rashani, you wanted this episode to happen. So it's happening, nigga.
So I had two former friends do a series of podcasts mocking me and my mental health because I made a joke about Bernie Sanders last year.
See, lying piece of shit, Rashani, is fucking scum. You're a dirtbag, nigga.
It wasn't about Bernie Sanders. So it is truly fuck Bernie where I live. All right, fine. Also, some of you still ride with people who think it's cool to make light of folks' mental health because they can't come up with anything bad to say.
Ride with folks?
Who's
really?
We're riding on
Facebook. We're riding.
Yes.
And Mohana Loco, you didn't hear it. You tuned in a few minutes after it, but we started this distancing started from hearing Rashani and his guests laugh at a story about rape on his show and didn't check it or anything. Didn't even put like a trigger warning at the beginning of the episode, like edited in post.
Yeah.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's when the distancing started. But to Rashani, it's some Bernie Sanders shit.
Right. So you can't, cause that's a reflection on you as much as it is on them, because if you called them to the carpet, they would likely change or you would likely leave.
All right, so it was about Bernie, right?
It was about Bernie.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see how much of a Bernie bro I am. And remember, these are date-stamped, publicly available posts. Some of them, they look friends-only, so I'll have to edit the post and make them public. That's a click away. That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, yeah, Mohana the dancer. Yes, indeed, neighbor. That's Rashani. Derek Jones on the Facebook single simulcast. Yeah.
And then, by the way, made this, and then in the comments said somebody said, do I know them? And then said our names, which is why we got involved at all.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even have known this shit existed, right? So here we go. Remember, he said this shit in 2019, because remember, folks, I'm such a fucking Uber Bernie bro. He is my messiah and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
September 25th, 2015. Here's my post publicly on Facebook. All right. And not only that, I made that post September 25th to repost from August 24th.
Right.
And it is, it goes as follows. Marched with King, marched with King, marched with King. Don't sleep on the intentionally vague and simplistic language. Bernie didn't march with King. He participated in a march or marches led by King. He wasn't carrying ice water, making sure the big homie stayed hydrated. He didn't have clippers on deck, keeping that hairline fresh. He wasn't posted in the back with a pen and pad, lacing up those speeches with some hot one-liners. He was just some curly-headed kid who took an interest in what was going on and shuffled his feet along with the crowd. Next time a hashtag white progressive hits you with that lazy talking point, tell them you heard him, you heard he marched with D's, and when they say D's who, you know what to do.
That's very bro-esque.
Yeah. Oh, very man. Bro-esque. My messiah. Fucking... and here's one. This is from July 12th, 2015. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm such a fucking Bernie bro. Yeah. Here it goes. Check it. Publicly available. You can go read it. William J. Jackson. Quote as follows. If it gets that far, my vote for Bernie Sanders will have nothing to do with anything he said or thinks regarding the social construct of race. Just economics. On race, painfully basic. End quote. Publicly available July 12th, 2015. Rashani is a lying piece of shit. Dirtbag motherfucker. December 24th, 2015. You know, because nigga, I'm even. Apparently, Bernie Sanders is my messiah on the eve of Jesus' birthday, nigga.
It is, yes.
Jesus Christ. Check it out. Quote as follows. A big problem with Bernie Sanders fans is that they're fans. He's a senator running for president, not your favorite punk band. Grow up and join the adult conversation. End quote.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Fucking rude. So back to lying ass piece of shit Rashani's thread. Yes. I didn't know that I was going to take it to that. I didn't. As we were prepping this, I did not think my rhetoric would get with the whole piece of shit scumbag thing. Apparently, yeah. That's where I am with it.
Yeah, well, because it was fucking grimy. Yes, what, you want me to read comments in the thread?
Yeah, let's take a look at kind of, like, what people want to stab us. Rashani's cool with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, somebody said, do you want me to stab them? And he said, nope, actually, I have no ill will towards them, but you made this thread about us. Huh, okay. And said, they just truly embody Bernie Sanders fans to me. See, again, it's not about Bernie fucking Sanders. Not about Bernie Sanders.
Fucking liar, man.
Yes. Yeah, and then, let's see. Someone said, someone was trying to be an adult and said, y'all need to pick up the phone and chat about it. Nah.
That was Raymond Loco?
That was Raymond Loco.
Yeah, Raymond. I used to do cover episodes of Drag Race with Raymond Loco. So long ago, I was in my 20s.
This is not cool. Do we need to fight them? Because I'm available to fight. Let them know if they're on my friends list so I can admonish both of them and sever ties.
What? These niggas be acting like we're in some sort of, like well-rounded coalition. Like, nigga, there's no dukes and duchesses. It's not a kingdom. Mm-hmm. Nigga, it's a click. Click away. Fucking weirdos.
Friends don't make fun of friends ever. Shut the door quick, because all I see is them turning it around on you, and that ain't right.
Yeah, like we're doing right now, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think I am taken aback by people keeping tabs in friendships and categorizing friendship as performing emotional labor. That's alarming. Nigga. And you know, a couple people in the thread shared that sentiment, but I can't help but notice, he was on the phone with y'all niggas for fucking 4 hours at a time. So, I mean, you know. Let's see. I read all the comments. It stands out to me that me and William are pretentious, self-absorbed dickheads. Please delete them from your Facebook and your life. There's no amount of disagreeing to justify making light of someone's mental health issues. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, let's see. I don't know.
No, there's Lisa Loco in the archive chat space saying, said what? Friends don't make fun of friends ever? Said, B word, we gotta talk. Yeah, nigga, clowning is an art form.
It is. And he's black. Like, what the fuck, dude? Come on. Most of the people in this thread are black. Like, you know goddamn well black people roast the fuck out of each other.
But which, he's performing again, right now.
Which, again,
ass.
Also isn't what happened anyway. Don't let these fuckheads bother you, bro. They're jealous of your courage.
Why the fuck would I be jealous? And how is this courageous? You didn't say our names in post for I don't know how many months because I didn't follow this shit that tough and didn't say our name in this fucking post. Courage?
Nigga, it's a little wild.
Yeah, the courage of a cartoon dog you may have heard of.
Let's see. Oh, and then also the hilarious thing lied in the comments too. So he tagged me. Well, actually, you know what? I commented and said, I see you felt the need to say my name and not tell the full story. It's cool that you're fine with ignoring the years I spent giving you free emotional labor and support to help with your mental health just to make this about my politics. Take my name out of your mouth before I embarrass you. And he said, go for it. I appreciate every moment I got to speak with you, and I appreciate the emotional labor you gave me. I didn't know what it was called back then, but I do now, and it's treasured. And then he posted screenshots. Did you see the screenshots?
The screenshots make me look really bad, though. I'm kind of afraid for you to read them. I'd rather just play with a soundboard than you read those screenshots.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
Let me see. I gotta find
them. Oh, she's gonna find them.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
God damn, there's too many fucking comments in this thread. Actually, I got involved in too many subthreads. Actually, is what the fucking problem was.
You are the goddamn whitest person I've ever seen.
Okay. I just be finding shit.
You do.
Okay, these screenshots. Now, they were from what? Private messages that were in my fucking inbox while I'm getting ready to go fucking bust a shift. I don't even remember if it was a Monday. Like, it could have been a 5 a.m. shift. I just knew that I had to go do labor stuff in a factory. And this shit wasn't really worth a great deal of time. And, man.
Now, mind you, what did he say in the comment I just read? I didn't know what emotional labor was at the time?
No, he didn't.
He didn't say that. Okay. So June...
He's telling the truth. Rashani never lies.
In June of 2018...
June of 2018...
This private message to us... I heard what you had to say about my mental health and also about using Phoenix for emotional labor.
No, but
he
that...
He didn't...
No, he meant emotional comma labor. It was a typo. He left out the comma.
I'm sorry you feel that way, and I'm sorry you saw fit to make fun of me on your show and make light of my mental health for the second time in a week. However, I don't have a need to retaliate. You're in a place where I'm more concerned for you than I am upset about you, and I hope you find whatever you're looking for because you won't find it with me. I love you, William, but I cannot abide by the things that have transpired this week. Therefore, I wish you the best.
All right, and for folks that are just tuning in, definitely the archive will be available. What you have missed is that we had to start out by giving context to why I, in particular, first started distancing myself from Rashani and lowering interaction with him down to really just critiquing when he says goofy shit, as I tend to do. I'm an ombudsman of sorts. And I started doing that when Rashani laughed and let his guests laugh and didn't check it and didn't put a trigger warning when someone just blatantly told a story about rape right there on his podcast, because apparently that kind of shit is funny. Hey, I'll rock the audio again. This is from Rashani's podcast in 2017.
No. never mention something and try to toss it away when Rashani's around, because he'll dig it out of you.
So the thing is...
Like a booger that I'll later on eat, but won't tell anybody because I have the shit.
I haven't thrown up from drinking in like 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's almost 6 now, right?
Yeah, which is how long we've known each other.
Which is how long we've known each other. Because the first time I had sex with Joss, we both got so drunk beforehand that we were each throwing up in separate toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And then blackout and dick in my mouth.
Yeah, just bust out laughing. Just bust the fuck out laughing. Lisa Loco left a couple of comments here on the Facebook. Lisa Loco said, this is so fucking disingenuous. Like, this is some fedora tipping white cis dude in a feminist thread gaslighting toxic bullshit. God damn, that was like a rap line. And Lisa Loco left another comment saying, I'm so fucking angry. He's putting you he's putting some yoga going granddad crouching while goddamn crouching white woman to shame with this double speak rewritten history narrative he's spinning. Yeah. All right. Phoenix Cleaner. So the screenshots back to him, because Rashani didn't know what emotional labor was.
He didn't. And then he, I guess, is accusing you of like making the episode and not like hiding it from him. Because he said, why didn't I get an invite to that episode? I get event notices and invites for every other episode you do. But the one where I'm the course of conversation, I didn't get an alert.
I don't do them shits every episode. Hey, some of you folks that are tuned in now, when's the last time you got an alert for a wine cellar episode?
Also, like, is he implying that we were trying to hide it from him? Like,
there's a reason why in 2014 I said this is the meanest black podcast. Mm. You think I'm hiding it? The fuck? And
then, I had a comment here. I said, I disagreed with your take on Bernie. It wasn't shade. It wasn't malice. I just didn't agree and express that. This isn't a personal beef. I hope you don't see it as such. Like, yeah, nigga, we disagreed about something politically. Oh, yeah, let's see. These fucking screenshots are goofy as shit. There's like, oh, he wants you to post a retraction. Uh-huh.
Nigga, I would never. What the fuck? Nigga, the only time I don't post retractions, but I post when I make a mistake. Like if I say I say Mitch McConnell when I meant to say Lindsey Graham. Right. Then if I catch that, then I'll post that. Right. And Ruth Ann Loco in the archive chat space said that she feels bad for the victim in the what they were laughing about on a show, saying she's so brainwashed that she thinks her own agency being violated is funny.
Mm.
All right, and then those. Where's the screenshot? The one that makes me look really bad, where I said something horrible.
That's pretty much all the screenshots was that conversation.
Oh,
of them just being like, well, because they put up every part of the conversation, but it's like mostly him just being mad that he wasn't personally invited onto the show to talk about it, because all you did was link the show, but you didn't give him a personal invite.
Oh, fuck off! I don't care. But there was one, because I don't know where that is now, but because I just left a comment in the private messages last year.
Yeah.
And I was, because he said, I'm saying that, and I still think it, that he's just going after Elon fell off. Yeah, Rashani was just trying to pick up some of that leftover audience, and he just panders to them. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I think he does.
Yeah, you know? Well, yeah, you did say that to him, and he was upset and said something like, I'm not trying to be Elon or something.
Oh, well, I think you are. So there you go. Like, that's how a disagreement works, young lad.
Let's see. Because you don't, I don't know what groups you think I've infiltrated, but I haven't. I'm aware of my thoughts. Won't always jive with yours, and I appreciate your candor and how you've chose to discuss this. I'd much rather have not been the topic of the first half of your show, and I'd much rather have had an opportunity to talk with you since, you know, I call on a weekly basis.
Nigga. Lying ass.
A weekly basis, all right. Where did it go? Since I call on a weekly basis, and I'm always looking for enlightenment or education, but we don't all run the same direction all the time. I'm not even overly surprised or disappointed at this show. I'm taken aback at your opinion of me when I'm not around. This is what struck me and will likely linger the longest. I have no nefarious plans to ingratiate myself with anyone. I thought you thought better of me than that.
Oh, and no, then, I didn't.
And that's when he's like, also, why didn't I get an invite to the episode? And then I get event notices. Why didn't I get one for this?
Liar. Lying, he's so fucking grimy. And there's a Raymond Loco just tuned in. What you missed and will be available in the archive chat space, because Raymond, you saw that Rashani thread where he just picked up his keyboard and said, I'm gonna spew falsehoods. And their thing that they put out there is that it's about Bernie Sanders. We're such big, dedicated Bernie bros. And that's the essence of, the distancing. Niggas say falling out. I think falling out is way too dramatic of language. It's distancing. Now, Raymond hasn't heard the audio yet, so my bad to the folks. Yeah, because I don't know if Raymond's going to have time to check the archive, because Raymond doesn't know this about that program. This is when I started distancing myself from Rashani, and it has nothing to do with a damn Bernie Sanders. This is from 2017, and I think in the month of September.
Because the first time I had sex with Joss, we both got so drunk beforehand that we were each throwing up in separate toilets, and then blackout. And dick in my mouth.
Who's doing this?
Which I totally, totally remember.
Yeah, 100%
remember this.
And since then...
Yeah, so somebody blacked out drunk wakes up with someone's phallus in their mouth, and apparently on single simulcast, Rashani's show, that's funny. So that's when I started to distance myself. There was no Bernie. There was no Sanders. All right, yeah. But I implore to check the archive once this is posted and get the full episode and get the real full context we lay out here. All right, you want to rip some more from the thread, or you think you got it?
I'll look at the thread. So I just, you know, he said, I have no ill will towards you in the least, period. Embarrass me here on your show, I'm okay with that. And I said, you have no ill will, yet you felt a need to make this post. How stupid do you think I am? And he said, in that regard, I do owe you an apology. It wasn't pertaining to you except in the peripheral. It was much more about a person I encountered recently who was animated about, you know what, I see what you mean and I apologize, I didn't think about it like that. The first fucking sentence of this post is, I had two former friends do a series of podcasts mocking me and my mental health because I made a joke about Bernie Sanders. And some of you still ride with people who think it's cool to make light of folks' mental health because they can't come up with anything bad to say. That's a reflection on you as much as it is on them, because if you called them to the carpet, they would likely change or you would likely leave.
And also,
peripheral. Peripheral. This is entirely about us.
And also, the nigga didn't make a joke. He was pandering to the neoliberal audience with that tinfoil hat Russiagate conspiracy shit. And I pointed it out, nigga. You weren't joking, nigga. You were fucking serious. But Rashani's a liar. That's the type of human being he is. Anna Loco, in the archive chat space, said, was he even going to people who weren't... why was he even going to people who weren't trained in mental health care in the first place?
He doesn't want to go. Well, I mean, maybe it's changed now. But at the time, he absolutely refused to go to somebody who was trained in mental health care because he was, like, very concerned about his family and friends knowing about his mental health. He didn't want to be seen as, like, a crazy person. So he didn't tell anybody. Like, a lot of these phone calls with him was, like, I don't want my kids to know that I deal with suicidal ideation. I don't want my wife to know. Don't tell my wife and don't tell my friends. And, like, what will people think of me if they know that, like, this is where my mental health is? So, yeah, it was a very intentional choice. Because I literally sat on the phone, like, looked up therapists with him, looked up fucking psychiatrists, looked up different, like, types of medication he could fucking ask about. Like, you know, even if you don't go to a psychiatrist, you can go to, like, your general, like your primary care doctor, like you can even ask about like some of these medications for like fucking antidepressants and like shit for like anxiety, you know, how to find therapists, where to find therapists, like different review boards where they review, you know, like medication, you know, like the symptoms and shit where they fucking review doctor. Like I did it all like repeatedly because I was like, I can't do this. I cannot give you the help you need. So yeah, it was a very conscious choice to seek out somebody who was not like trained. So, yeah, that's how that happened. Yeah.
All right. Lisa Loco left the comment, because why do that when you could take advantage of the love and emotional labor of a black woman? Which is free, actually, right? There ain't even a copay for that shit.
There's not a copay.
Shit, somebody might pay you.
Shit, yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, just as the thread progressed, it was like all this, like, you know, oh, well, you're just, you know, I'm sorry that I did this emotional labor. I didn't realize what emotional labor was, even though he very clearly said in his own fucking screenshots that this was about emotional labor.
Right.
Stress.
This nigga just administered evidence against himself.
Yeah, but everyone bypassed that. Nobody mentioned that in the fucking thread at all.
Because they don't
way.
Care because no, they're all don't a care. Bunch of fucking lemmings, yo. Like, that's why I don't give a damn what any of them niggas think about anything. And that is a fucking sad disconnect with black people, is that we never really will be actively a group. We're way too split, and a lot of it is on class privilege. You know, that's a big part of it. And these, for the most part, are a bunch of class privileged niggas that are very happy with Hillary's hot sauce purse. You know, I mean, if you want to make it about Bernie versus Hillary, like, that's what these niggas are.
Yeah.
And they don't like anything populist, and they're goddamn liars, as you can see Rashani is.
Yeah.
Yo.
And then, of course, Ricky fucking got involved.
Oh, it's Ricky. Is he worth mentioning?
At all? That he apparently thinks that if you don't say no enough times, you deserve to be traumatized by people.
Well, Ricky was in the military, and we saw a documentary about, what was it called? Hidden War, Secret War, the document. So he was a military guy, so I get where some of his mentality regarding women saying no is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ricky L. Hines for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the... Here's my view on the whole situation. This is Roshani. Phoenix, you're one of the closest, dearest friends I've ever known, and you were there for me in my darkest moments. As I said back then, and I'll say now, I will never, ever not adore you for that, but you will make Facebook posts about me. However, I'm also not going to allow myself to be denigrated. I was just as big of a support system to you as you were to me.
Nigga.
Did you ever see me call Roshani crying and having a panic attack talking about I want to hurt myself?
No. You kept that in-house. That was my labor.
Yeah, actually, it was.
Yeah.
However, I'm also, I would never go out of my way to disrespect you, as noted by the fact I apologize for putting your name in the post. However, with that said, here's how you can see the equivalency of Bernie and Trump. Okay.
Now, who's obsessed with the Bernie and Trump thing? This nigga just flipped it back around and called it the equivalency of Bernie and Trump. Trump, born rich. Wasn't his father like multi-millions?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders' dad had like 3 shirts and like...
and like a nickel.
Yeah, and was what, like a paint salesperson that didn't know English from Poland. Right? Like, yeah, those are totally the same guy.
Same guy. And he goes... earlier, you threatened to fucking destroy me. That's not actually what I said, but that's okay. Previously, you sat by while shows were done about me. Actually, I did not. Did not. Because when you actually made the comment about him not going to therapy, I said, don't say that. Because it's mean. I said that.
Which is something she has to say a lot. On the program, in Walmart, pretty much everywhere we are.
And now it seems that this is all because of Bernie Sanders, which I think is kind of hilarious, but I don't think either of us are laughing. And I said, it's not about Bernie. It never was. You going to come clean about how William was mad about the phone calls in the first place or no? Are we really going to pretend there weren't problems before the podcast episode? Really? And he said there were. I didn't know about any of them. And again, what the fuck would he say in that private message? William, emotional labor? Oh.
No, remember, he left out the comma. It was a typo. It was supposed to be a semicolon and then dot, 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 hashtag murder, she wrote, box set, season 3.
Yeah. And then he said, what phone calls? I'm intrigued. What phone calls did I make that were an issue? And I said, are you fucking serious? Wow. Why do you think William even made the therapy comment? And he said, you were the one, you mean the one where I was sitting in the parking lot of a Chick-fil-A bawling and talking about ending my life and you and Shantae Fabulous. Shantae.
She has a pretty good head wrap tutorial. My bad.
When you and Shantae talked me down from the ledge, again, I'm always going to love you and be grateful for that. I can never thank you enough. I never knew that until today. So y'all held resentment for that, but never gave it a voice until it boiled over and became a mess. No. That was the whole point of me saying, hey, I can't do this. Here's how to find a doctor. Go see a fucking doctor. And I said, no, it was that call plus years of other calls like it. It was rescheduling my days because you were having a bad one and needed to talk for 3 hours. It was years of listening to your suicidal ideation while ignoring my own. And then you begging me never to tell your wife or friends. It was years of wasting dozens of hours of my time to find you therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists you could access, but ultimately never went to, despite promises you'd get help. It was years of me wasting my time doing research on meds that you refused to take despite saying you wanted to be better. It was hours of explaining therapies and treatment options that you had no intention of considering. It was years of listening to your snide comments about how you were suicidal, but you'd never go to a mental hospital because you weren't that type of person, even though you know I've been hospitalized in mental hospitals before. It was years of telling me that if I got off the phone or couldn't talk to you, you wouldn't make it through. It was years of me begging you to get help because it was weighing too heavy on me. I had my own issues and couldn't deal with your being on-demand therapist anymore. Every time I told you, I gave you a resource, a medication, a therapist directory. You never followed up on a single thing. It was years of emotional labor because as long as you had me to talk to, you really never had to go to therapy or use the resources, and you didn't care about the weight that put on me. I didn't have meds. I was stressed. I was exhausted. I still went above and beyond because we were friends, or so I thought. I tried so hard to help, but you had zero intention of getting help for your real issues. And the minute William made a sarcastic comment about you won't go to therapy, you pulled this. Now, months later, you're still talking about me and saying my name in your post because your feelings are hurt. Fuck you and fuck Ricky too. And then he says, oh, I didn't know that then, but I know now. Nigga, you in your own fucking private message said William's talking to me about emotional labor.
And Lisa Loco said, I didn't realize I was how fucking raging I am about this, to be honest. But for real, fuck him and his whole entire lying ass face. And Ruth Ann Loco hit right on, just what a fucking leech. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, in the private messages, I apologize for using you for emotional labor. So did you know or didn't you know? Because why the fuck are you apologizing for a thing last year that you didn't know about until 2 weeks ago?
He forgot.
So yeah, I'm like, yeah. I'm actually, like, legitimately irritated by this entire situation.
Yeah, but I think, you know what? He wanted this episode to happen. So now, and make sure, Rashani, if you hear this, make sure to call this a series of episodes. All right?
Yes.
Because, like, facts and shit, yes. You lying fuck. You are the grimiest nigga. Yo, you are truly a scummy piece of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. You are like a single cis-hetero male, like the under part of his toilet. That when he lives alone and nobody's checking on him. That's what Rashani is.
Yeah, and you know, just to clarify also, because you know how he's trying to spin it with a series of podcasts, because we did critique him over something he said about Bernie. And he's trying to flip that in with the mental health comment to pretend like they're all interrelated. No, they're not.
And you know what? You just reminded me. I remember, too, because I asked him. I said, so did you actually read? And this was a different one. It wasn't even the same article. Ugh. And I just asked him in a thread, like, so did you read beyond the headline?
Yeah.
Because this is like, that's why the headline is not in quotes, because that's not actually what was said.
Right.
And he said, no, I didn't. And I just put not surprised.
Yeah.
And he put like something like, I don't know, an emoji or some shit. Like, whatever. Like, use your words. You're a fucking adult.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So there you fucking go. Title of the episode. I think I forgot because we're past 40 minutes since I made that title.
Yes.
Is it, Phoenix Kaleeder is not your... some shit like that for your demonic erection. Oh, and guess what? Oh, that episode where Rashani laughed at rape and his guest and everyone, you know, thought rape was hilarious on his single simulcast podcast. Mm. The name of that episode is Demonic Erection.
Yes.
And which that's, I get it. That now watch me not be like Rashani. There's nuance to that. Whoa. Because he didn't title the episode for that joke. He actually did cover a story on that episode, one of the first segments he did, like 10 minutes in, mm-hmm. about like someone who like went to a preacher to exercise a demonic erection, like a comedy story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's titled for.
Yeah.
But you also just happen to have a rape story in there. Mm-hmm. So you see, Rashani, you see how I did that? How I did the facts and laid the shit out? Hell, I'll even... let folks know. I think it's episode 268 of Single Simulcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and make sure, you know, we don't want to be like Rashani and be dirty fucking scumbag liars. Like, the level of grime that Rashani is, like, imagine reaching, go to a Goodwill, right? Goodwill reusable shop, and reaching under the couch cushions without a glove on. Rashani is whatever you're trying to avoid when instead you put a glove on. That's the level of dirtbag this piece of fucking shit is.
I'm highly disappointed. Like, I am, like, legitimately disappointed in this. I mean, like, not even... The falling out, like, was already bad enough, but then to keep fucking posting about it, and then fucking saying our names and shit, like, really, nigga? And then after being like, I'm done with you guys. I have no ill will towards you. I'm just fucking done. Okay, fine. Be done. Let's all be done.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We're not all done.
And my bad, homies. I said episode 268. It's episode 265 of Single Simulcast, if you want to go see it for yourself. If now, Rashani, being the fucking dirty piece of fucky skunk shit that he is, he might go and delete it. Worry not. I downloaded it. All right. So I can give it to you if he wants to go and delete shit.
You know the funny thing about this whole situation, though?
Yo.
Is like... People didn't even know that we weren't talking. People still, until a couple weeks ago, were still tagging us together in, like, threads and shit.
Fallon.
Like, yeah, it was like... But, like, that was the level of... I don't know if maturity is the word or whatever that I brought to it. I was like, all right, I'm not gonna make it a thing. I'm just not. Like, I didn't for months. And then all of a sudden niggas wanna start saying my name and shit.
Yeah. Like, I swear to fuck, this nigga, like, this nigga is like Barney Frank's Dingleberries. Like, that's what this nigga is, man. I really don't like you, nigga.
Mm.
So there you go. You wanted this episode, you got it.
Enjoy it.
This fucking one's for you. It. Right? Like I'm an Italian like chef.
Chef's kiss. That's a Twitter thing now.
What?
That's a Twitter thing. When somebody has, like, a really bad take on something, someone will, like, quote tweet it and just be like, looking at this is just chef's kiss.
Aw, shit. Chef's kiss. That sounds like a really good cover band.
Aw.
And let's see. Analoco said, I love doing, does that say DLs? I love doing DLs of stuff people, gonna dirty delete. Oh, downloads. Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep that shit archived, man. Like, something I found out that I thought that I'd missed them all.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, my iTunes podcast application, I still had it set to automatically download on the laptop.
Yeah.
So I have those old episodes of TWIB where Imani Gandhi... Yeah. Pretends don't exist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, I have them shits from 2015 and 16. So, good stuff is good. Fun stuff is fun.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, Analoco told me. Downloads. Yeah. Yes. I get lost in all the abbreviations. Everything. Like, I had trouble with leasers. Like, I had to try to think really fast. Like, okay, FRFR. Okay, Lisa's kind of a nigga, so... What would that nigga say? For real, for real. Yeah, okay, that's how she talks. Okay, got it.
I don't think that's how she talks.
Yeah, it is. It's just with a Scottish accent, that's all.
She can do a Scottish accent.
You say can do. I think it's really that she can do an American accent. And Scottish accent is her nature.
That's fun.
That's why it's such a smooth switch, yo. Like, when she did that shit, it sounded like a motherfucker singing. And I was like, God damn, that was smooth. Fuck it. You want to do something? You got a backed up news story?
A backed up news story.
Fuck it.
Well, I did show you that one about the kid deaths.
Oh, shit. And we'll do one, and then it's almost 4 o'clock, and then you got to get with the homie Laura Loco.
Yes. Let me see. You got to gab while I find it.
And Ina Loco said, at least this time I'm not using emojis. Telling you, ever since, I have hated emojis ever since... They were just smiley faces on the AOL Instant Messenger when I was 17. Like, it's just always like, why? And then I had no idea what the hell LOL was.
Mm.
I made a guess of it in context that I kept seeing, I was like, oh, it means lots of laughs.
Well, I mean, that's...
And I ran with that for a while.
Yes,
ma'am.
So, this is just like... more of a general update. If you're following that New York subway story where that dude, like, jumped an old fucking woman, he has been found and arrested.
Whoa. Somebody beat up an old cis woman and...
Yeah, on the subway. Like, a nigga, like, deadass kicked her in the fucking face and shit on the subway.
Wait, is that a video you showed me?
I don't remember if I showed it to you or not, but there is a video, yes.
On Twitter, is that where you saw it?
Yeah.
I think you may have shown me that video.
Yeah. Yeah, so he fucked up this old lady on the subway. He's been arrested, so there's that. Alright, so according to Newsweek...
Yes.
We've made America great again.
You damn right.
More children were shot dead in 2017 than on-duty police officers and active-duty military. The NRA must be overjoyed.
Being a kid's a hard job.
Shit. When you live in a fucking country run by the NRA, it is. As many as 8 children are killed by guns each day in the United States, according to a study that found... 38,940 children between the ages of 5 to 18 years old died in circumstances involving a firearm between 1999 and 2017. The number of children killed by guns has risen at an alarming rate, and, hold on. That Uh-oh. Sentence is funny.
Man, what happened?
I lost the sentence. It got away from me. The number of children killed by guns has risen to an alarming rate and to epidemic proportions in the past 2 decades, according to researchers. More children were shot dead in 2017 than on-duty police officers and active-duty military, according to a study published in the American Journal of Medicine. The team at Florida Atlantic's University's Schmidt College. What the fuck? How? It's a university and a college of... All right. So the Florida Atlantic University's Schmidt College of Medicine...
What? Ma'am, what has happened? I'm taking your smart device from you.
Well, no, it's the... It's like the medical school at the university.
So, the team at the Florida Atlantic University's Schmidt College of Medicine...
That's what the fuck I said!
I think the Schmidt really threw me off. It was like, what? What was that? Did you mispronounce shit? You shit pronouncer.
I don't think they're going to put shit in Newsweek.
And it says that the National Center for Health Statistics, they found that 38,940 children between the ages of 5 and 18 died in circumstances involving a firearm between 1999 and 2017. Yeah. Well, that's fair. That's fair. Freedom.
Yes.
And taking a look at the archive chat space, fucking Sam, gonna put a bunch of dat-gummed emoticons, emojis, talking about I hate them too. And then, damn, it's moving a little quickly. Analoco said, my mom thought LOL was Laud Our Lord, and that is comedy gold. Mohana the Dancer, I think Mohana actually is a dancer, if I remember right. Mohana Loco said, I'm glad they caught him for kicking that woman. What that guy's man, I hate having glaucoma, folks. Yeah. What that guy's bond is gonna be compared to the one who fucked up the black woman over her parking spot?
Oh yeah.
He's out on $2,000 bond and misdemeanor charges. Mm-hmm. I think I saw that video when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And Sam came back, said, I never heard of Laud Our Lord. My mom thought it meant lots of love.
Oh.
Which that's what I say when someone tells a joke too. I'm like, oh, that is absolutely lovely.
You just mean you like love it a lot. Like, oh, lots of love to your joke. You're funny. Haha.
And Lisa Loco said, universities are collections of colleges. Wait, collections?
Sure.
Maybe it's collectives. Actually, I don't know.
Cause... I think she means like as groups of colleges. Oh. Right? Because there's like the medical school and like the law school and like the, you know, but they're all under the university brand.
Okay. Because I'm not educated. I don't know if folks may have noticed that over these past 800 or so episodes. All right. Yeah, man. I think we should get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
Chief.
Yes.
All right. And folks that may have tuned in late, wait. I'm going to upload the video to YouTube and I'm going to upload the audio podcast. And so folks can check it out like that. And yeah, get it from the beginning. Get the full context of just how much of a Bernie bro I am. All right. And yeah, man. So again, we pass around the old tip jar. Yes. paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. We actually do use that. I think you went and got another pack of toilet paper off of that PayPal debit card. And the one to sign up and make the wine cellar a little tax to pay so everybody can ride on this podcast road is patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. All right. And remember, I'm going to upload the YouTube, which is a much higher quality recording than the Facebook Live and the podcast audio. If you'd rather have it in your ear with your device in your pocket as you go around, you know, working on your garden. It's springtime. Yes. I know, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And then, of course, we also recorded earlier, too, about Yvette Carnell and the whole ADOS thing.
Oh, damn.
Being white supremacists.
Yep. Yeah. Basically. That's going to be up for Monday. That's going to, I'm going to put that up Monday evening.
Yeah.
All right. And yeah, we're just working, doing wine cellar shit. And it is 4:00. So it is time for you to get with Laura Loco.
Yes.
All right. So everybody, please, motherfuckers, be as safe as possible wherever you are. Oh, Emily Loco tuned in a little late. Said, my first boyfriend had glaucoma. Yeah, my sympathies indeedly do. My eyes are bootay. That's a great way to end the Facebook Live. I don't have a hotline to end the YouTube recording on. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. What? You saying I don't have hotlines?
Nigga.
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
Now, I don't think I have any hotlines to end the podcast audio on. That's the last one. I got no hotlines, B. I got nothing, man. I don't know. What do we have?
Black Jesus is much sexier than white Jesus.
There you go. Black Jesus is much sexier than white Jesus.